You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to another evening walk down the Lal Street, the fresh one of the new trading week. Sensex and Nifty have ended lower amid weak global cues, and DMart has ended 11% lower. These were among the biggest stories to have emerged out of the street today. Those and more details coming up as I take you on a comfortable evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to an evening walk down the Lal Street on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
A smart recovery by the bulls in the last hour helped the market close off their low points. The Sensex recovered around 180 points from the day's low, while the Nifty recovered around 50 points. Having said that, the Nifty closed below the 10,750 mark, while the Sensex closed the session with cuts of over 150 points. Weakness was visible among banks in particular. ICICI Bank and HDFC Bank contributed over 100 points to Nifty Bank's loss. Infrastructure and metals were the other big losers today, while Nifty Pharma has ended higher. The Nifty Midcap has ended 0.39% lower. The day began on a somber note, tracking mixed Asian cues as well as oil price movements. Selling pressure gripped the market in the afternoon session, with the Sensex falling over 300 points intraday. The last hour recovery helped indices cut some losses. Only 12 Nifty stocks ended in the green at the end of the trading day. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was down 156.28 points, or 0.43%, to close at 35,853.56, and the Nifty was down 57.4 points, or 0.53%, at 10,737.6. The market breadth was negative, as 1,053 shares advanced against a decline of 1,477 shares, while 168 shares remained unchanged. Yes Bank and Infosys were the top gainers, while Larsen & Toubro, IndusInd Bank, Wipro and Gail lost the most. A quick look at some stocks that made the news today. Infosys shares ended over 3% higher, even as the company's results for the December quarter missed estimates. Its net profit had fallen 12% quarter-on-quarter and 30% year-on-year. Meanwhile, Avenue Supermarts, the operator of DMart chain of stores, plunged over 11% intraday. The stock has seen its worst day since its listing. Yes Bank's shares surged on the back of possible speculation coming to an end over its new CEO and MD. Shares of Jet Airways soared after sources told CNBC TV 18 that Etihad could raise stake in the airline to 49%. Shares of Jammu and Kashmir Bank gained 3% on the back of strong numbers declared by the company for the quarter ended December 2018. BL Kashyap & Sons shares climbed 9% after the company received orders worth 652 crore rupees. Surya Roshni shares rallied 4% after Kotak Securities initiated coverage on the stock with a buy rating and a target price of 328 rupees, implying a 36% upside from Friday's closing levels. And finally, Cient shares gained 2% ahead of the meeting of board of directors to consider share buyback later this week. A very quick world tour now. European markets were lower as investors reacted to a sharp cut in Chinese exports, which raised fears of a slowdown among global economics. But the pan-European Stock 600 was down around 0.8% during mid-morning deals, or at the time of my saying this, with all sectors and major bursts in negative territory. Asia-Pacific markets started the week on a lower note as Chinese data spooked investors. The Shanghai Composite slipped about 0.7% to 2,535.77. The Shenzhen Composite declined 0.73% to 1,303.77. While the Shenzhen Component Index fell around 0.86% to 7,409.19. Well, those are the big stories to have emerged out of the Lal Street, and hopefully this quick walk that we took on the Lal Street end to end has given you all the information you need to know about the day's activities and equip you for what you need to know for the day coming ahead. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.